BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The Venezuelan opposition says its leader, Maria Corina Machado, has been freed after a brief detention. Ms. Machado was held in Caracas after she emerged from hiding to lead protests against President Nicolas Maduro's disputed inauguration on Friday. The government says reports she was arrested were a lie. The opposition says its candidate, Edmundo González, won July's presidential vote. Will Grant reports.
Maria Corina Machado, the leading figure in the Venezuelan opposition, had appeared in public for the first time in several months to cheers from her gathered supporters at a protest rally ahead of President Nicolas Maduro's inauguration on Friday. As she left the event, members of her team reported that she'd been detained by state forces on motorbikes who, they said, had fired their weapons. On social media, exiled members of the Venezuelan opposition called for her immediate release, while the situation on the streets where the incident took place remained tense. Then, within 2 hours, Ms. Machado released a video saying she'd been chased but was safe and sound in a secure location.
Up to 5,000 buildings have now been destroyed in just one of the fires burning through Los Angeles. Officials said the Eaton blaze in the east of the Californian city remained uncontained and was growing. 1,000 other structures have been levelled by the Palisades fire in the Western Hills, favoured by celebrities. Firefighters have had better luck with smaller blazes. Emma Vardy is in Los Angeles.
We've been witnessing the wreckage all around us. There's the melted metal of burnt cars, just pieces of people's possessions that you can make out on the floor. And then every now and again, a house has been spared the flames as miraculously is still standing. But in abandoned neighbourhoods like this, looting has now become an issue. Police say they've made 20 arrests for looting. They've stepped up patrols. They're warning people coming back into these areas that they will clamp down on looting.
The world's richest person, Elon Musk, has repeated his endorsement of the main candidate of the far-right Alternative for Germany party in a one-to-one discussion with her on his social media platform. The conversation with Elise Weidel some 6 weeks before Germany's elections has sparked accusations he's meddling in its politics. The discussion, lasting over an hour, covered topics including tax, Donald Trump, immigration, freedom of speech and Nazism. Tens of thousands of people have taken part in protests against the far right, being given the task to form Austria's next government. This demonstrator denounced the party's roots.
The Freedom Party of Austria was founded by Nazis after the Second World War, and this runs through its entire history. The Nazis are no longer there, but the neo-Nazis are. And this ideology is simply based on hatred and is not constructive.
World News from the BBC. The UN Human Rights Committee has decided that Australia violated the rights of asylum seekers it had arbitrarily detained in Nauru. The case was brought by 25 refugees and asylum seekers transferred to the Pacific Island nation in 2014. The committee called on Canberra to compensate the victims. The son of the late leader of the influential Muslim Brotherhood movement has been detained in the United Arab Emirates following his extradition from Lebanon. Abdulrahman al-Qaradawi, a poet and activist, was arrested in Lebanon after entering from Syria last month. Emirati state media say he faces charges of aiming to undermine public security. The Danish Prime Minister says she's open to direct talks with Donald Trump after his repeated insistence that Greenland, an autonomous Danish island, should become US territory. Mette Frederiksen said she had not yet heard from the president-elect. She, however, insisted that Greenland belonged to its people. Five US presidents have come together to honour one of their predecessors, Jimmy Carter, at his state funeral following his death at the age of 100. The ceremony saw what's thought to have been the first meeting and handshake between Donald Trump and his estranged former Vice President Mike Pence since the Capitol riots. Here's Sarah Smith.
Full American pageantry was on display as Jimmy Carter's coffin, draped in the US flag, was carried with military precision into the Washington National Cathedral. Waiting inside were all five living and former presidents. Donald Trump chatting amiably with Barack Obama as George W. Bush and Bill Clinton took their seats alongside them, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in front of them. President Carter's achievements in office were lauded, like the peace deal between Israel and Egypt, as well as his humanitarian efforts afterwards that earned him a Nobel Peace Prize.
BBC News.